first, we're reaching out to share with producers and consumers the progress that we've made in implementing our We Care initiative. The heart and soul of that is the Pork Quality Assurance Plus program. It's a program that our industry has developed to help producers improve animal care, animal well-being, to help them address environmental concerns as well as ensuring food safety and food quality. That's an important message for consumers, and we're almost to the 50,000 producer mark as far as people who have participated in the certification program. And we've got more than 10,000 farms, more than 60% of the hogs produced in this country that have had their sites assessed. In other words, a third party has come on, looked at their farms, and recommended practices and improvements to those farmers. That's a tremendous success story. We know that we've got a long way to go. We've set a goal that we want all of our farms assessed by the end of the year, so we're gearing up to put a major push on with our producers to get that message across and to ensure that the rest of them participate in this program, because we know how important it is to consumers.
Well, how do you see consumers receiving this message? I mean, you know, do you think this will make a big difference in when they go to the grocery store and they take a look and they know that piece of pork is certified?
As we've talked to consumers, the thing that we have found is that they do trust farmers, they respect farmers, they appreciate what farmers are doing, but at the same time, they don't necessarily understand why we do what we do and how we do it. The Pork Quality Assurance Plus program, we hope, becomes not a formal seal of approval, but something that is recognized throughout the food chain. And to the extent that we've spent a great deal of time working with food chain partners, grocery stores across the country, major supermarket chains, retail or food service companies, fast food as well as sit-down restaurants, to educate those people about the Pork Quality Assurance Program and what we're doing to implement the program and how producers are moving quickly to adopt this program. It's been a great message, and it's been well received by our food chain partners, and ultimately we hope then that gives consumers the confidence they need to continue to put pork on their menu.
Of course, the bottom line is, you know, you want to increase the demand. Obviously, that should help drive the price. Do you have any threshold that you're looking at that you'd like the program to bump up pork prices, I don't know, 10%, 20%, anything like that, that you want to use as a measurement tool?
The other message that we shared this morning in the media conference was what we're doing to rejuvenate our consumer advertising and pork marketing efforts. And we have established a goal for the pork industry of a 10% increase in per capita consumption of or per capita expenditures on pork in the next 5 years. We certainly know that, first of all, that will be affected by how we reach out to consumers and talk about the healthfulness of pork products, the other attributes that we love. Every pork producer who's done a pork chop on the grill and done it correctly knows that it's juicy, that it's tender, and yet we know from consumer research that they're overcooking their pork. They're cooking it to a higher temperature, and therefore then they're not satisfied with that product. We've got several efforts underway that will help us share with consumers those attributes, help improve the cooking process. The other message is going to be confidence in the way that we're producing pork, and that's what we're going to demonstrate and get across to consumers through the We Care initiative as well as through the Pork Quality Assurance Plus program.
You know, it seemed to me probably don't have to convince a lot of Iowans. You don't have to necessarily convince a lot of Midwesterners that this is a good idea. But how do you get the people in L.A.? How do you get the people in New York to recognize what you're doing and recognize the quality that this will make?
Surprisingly, we did focus groups, consumer focus groups in Des Moines, and the result was a finding that many consumers right here in Des Moines, Iowa, don't know and understand agricultural production practices as much as you might expect and hope that they would. So we certainly recognize that we can't ignore what's happening here in the Midwest and other places where agriculture is a mainstay of the economy. At the same time, the national advertising program and what we're doing to rejuvenate the other white meat, the messages that we will be developing in the next 6 to 9 months to reach out to consumers, we know have to target households in Los Angeles and New York, and certainly we're going to make certain that the messages that we put forward are going to be just as relevant to a housewife, a husband who is preparing the family meals, is serving, you know, the dinner to their family each night, and they want to make certain that it's healthy, but they also need it to be convenient, and they want it to be versatile and fun as well. And we can offer that with pork. We know chefs around the country sing the praises of pork, and we just need to share that enthusiasm with consumers.
Chris, some great information. Anything else you'd like our audience to understand about what you guys are trying to accomplish here at the World Pork Expo and what you hope the quality assurance and the We Care programs end up for the bottom lines for these producers?
Certainly, the We Care message. Pork producers have such a fantastic story to tell to consumers. The changes we've made in our industry have improved the way that we're managing the environment. They've improved the health and safety of our animals and the quality of our product. And it's a tremendous testament to what our pork producers have done simply because they've recognized the importance of consumers and recognized that we have to be providing consumers a product that they're proud and excited to put on their table. And we're going to continue to push those practices. We're going to continue to push social responsibility and improvements with our producers, as well as continue to tell that story to consumers.
Chris Novak with the National Pork Board. Thanks for talking to us.
Very good. Thank you, John.